Omare DC. Isomar here. This is a simple question in the present tense using the verb. Et. To be. Breakdown. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. EST is the third person singular form of the verb. Et. In the present tense. It agrees with the subject, Omar. Isi means, here, and is an adverb of place. Omar est il blessé? Is Omar injured? The sentence is a question in the
present
tense, present tense, and uses the
aversion
structure, subject-verb inversion, common in French questions. Here's a breakdown.
Omar.
This is the subject of the sentence, referring to a person named Omar. This is the third person singular form of the verb.
Et.
To be conjugated in the present tense. It acts as the auxiliary verb in this question.
Il.
This is the interrogative pronoun that indicates the question is being asked about Omar. It's placed before the conjugated verb to form the inversion structure.
Blessé.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Blessé.
To injure. It's used as an adjective here to describe Omar's state. The sentence literally translates to, is Omar injured? But the focus is on whether or not Omar is currently injured.
Omar est-il gentil?
Is Omar kind? The sentence is in the
interrogative
form, meaning it's a question. This is formed by inverting the subject,
Omar,
and the verb,
est.
The third person singular form of
et,
meaning to be.
Gentil
is an adjective meaning kind, and agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Omar. Je suis malheureux.
I am unhappy. This sentence uses the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form.
Suis.
The adjective.
Malheureux.
Unhappy, modifies the pronoun.
Je.
I. The sentence structure is simple and straightforward, conveying a basic emotional state.
Ça suffit.
That's enough. Breakdown.
Ça.
Is a contraction of.
Cela.
That, and.
Il.
It. In this context, it refers to the situation or action that is being stopped.
Sufi
is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Sufir.
To be enough. Hi. Hi is an exclamation mark that emphasizes the speaker's frustration or annoyance. Key concepts. This is an informal expression used to stop something or someone. It implies that the speaker has reached their limit of tolerance.
Omar est-il paresseux?
Is Omar lazy? This is a simple question in the present tense. The verb être, meaning to be, is conjugated in the third person singular form, est. The adjective, paresseux.
Paresseux.
Meaning, lazy, follows the verb.
Omar est-il fou?
Is Omar crazy? Breakdown.
Omar.
Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be. It is used in the interrogative form of the sentence.
Il.
Is the pronoun il, he, used in the interrogative form. This is also referred to as the inverted form of the sentence.
Fou.
is an adjective meaning crazy or mad. The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question. The
edil
combination is characteristic of the inverted form of interrogative sentences in French.
Est-ce que Omar est riche?
Is Omar rich? This sentence uses the interrogative structure.
Est-ce que,
which literally means, is it not? This structure is often used to form questions in French. Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Ce.
Is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this, or, that.
Que.
Is a conjunction meaning, that.
Omar.
Is a proper noun, a name. Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Riche.
Is an adjective meaning, rich. The sentence structure is, interrogative structure.
Est-ce que.
Plus subject.
Omar.
Plus verb. Plus adjective.
Riche. Omar est-il riche?
Is Omar rich? This sentence is a simple question in French. Let's break it down.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, referring to a person named Omar.
Est-il
is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular, he slash she slash it. This form combines the verb
être
and the pronoun
il.
He
riche
is an adjective meaning rich. Is the question mark indicating that this is a question? The entire sentence literally translates to, is he rich? A key concept is that the word order in French questions is often different than in English. The verb is placed before the subject, as we see in
est-il.
This is a common pattern in French questions.
Omar est-il en sécurité?
Is Omar safe? This sentence is a question in the simple present tense. The verb
est
is the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be, and it is conjugated in the present tense. The pronoun
il
he is implied before the verb, meaning, is he. The preposition
en
in indicates location and
sécurité.
Safety is a noun meaning safety. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates that it is a question.
Omar ne risque-t-il rien?
Omar is not risking anything.
Ne.
Negation, meaning, not.
Risque-t-il.
This is the verb.
Risque.
To risk, conjugated in the third person singular, present tense, interrogative form. The T is added to make the interrogative form.
Rien.
Means nothing.
Il.
This is the pronoun, he, but is omitted here, because it is implied in the verb form.
Risque-t-il.
This sentence is asking, if Omar is taking any risks.
Omar est-il à l'abri?
Is Omar safe? The sentence is in the interrogative form, asking a question, and is structured as follows.
Omar.
This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Est-il.
This is the verb, to be, conjugated in the third person singular present indicative. Is he? It is inverted with the subject in the interrogative form.
À l'abri.
This is a prepositional phrase meaning, safe.
À
is the preposition, at, and
l'abri
is a noun meaning shelter. The question asks whether Omar is in a safe place.
Est-ce que Omar est malade?
Is Omar sick? This sentence is a question in the
présent.
Present tense.
Est-ce que
is a common way to form questions in French. It literally translates to, is it not?
Omar
is the subject of the sentence. Is the verb to be in the third person singular.
Malade
is an adjective meaning sick. So, the question is asking if Omar is currently sick.
Omar est-il malade?
Is Omar sick? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense. Is the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be, and is used in questions.
Malade
means sick. The sentence is structured in a way that is common in French questions. Subject, plus, verb, plus, rest of the sentence.
Est-ce que Omar est sûr?
Is Omar sure? This sentence uses the interrogative structure.
Est-ce que,
which is a common way to form questions in French. It literally translates to, is it not?
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, and
sûr
is an adjective meaning sure or certain. The sentence is in the present tense, asking about Omar's current state of certainty.
Je suis timide.
I am shy. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Je
equals I.
Timide
is an adjective meaning shy.
Est-ce que Omar va bien?
Is Omar okay? This sentence is a question in the present tense, and uses the verb
aller,
which means to go in this context. However,
aller bien
is a common expression that means to be well or to be okay. The subject of the sentence is
Omar.
The word
est-ce
is used to introduce a question. Here is the breakdown.
Est-ce
is it not?
Omar.
Omar.
Va.
Goes.
Bien.
Well. Question mark.
Est-ce Omar va bien?
Is Omar doing well? This sentence is asking about Omar's well-being. Let's break it down.
Est-ce
is a common way to start a question in French. It literally means, is it not?
Omar
is the subject of the sentence and refers to a person named Omar.
Va
is the third person singular form of the verb, or the, to go. Here it is used in the present tense, and conveys the idea of how someone is doing.
Bien
is an adverb that means, well, in this context. It modifies the verb
va,
telling us how Omar is doing. So, the entire sentence can be interpreted as, is it that Omar is going well? This is a very polite and common way to ask someone about their health or well-being in French.
Omar va-t-il bien?
Is Omar doing well? This is a question using the
inversion
structure, which is common in formal French questions. Here's the breakdown.
Omar
: this is the subject of the sentence, referring to the person named Omar.
Va-t-il
: this is the verb, to go, in the
futur tense,
in the
third person singular, it is conjugated with the subject pronoun il, he, inserted into the verb, and the te is added for emphasis and clarity. The aversion of the subject and verb is common in formal questions in French. Bien. Colon, this means well or good, and acts as an adverb modifying the verb. The complete sentence is asking whether Omar is doing well or is all right.
A-t-il raison?
Does he have reason? This sentence asks if someone is right. Let's break it down.
A-t-il.
This is a contraction of
A-t-il,
which means, does he have? This is an example of the inverted question structure common in French. In a simple question, the subject, he, in this case, follows the verb.
Raison.
This means reason or right.
Est-ce.
Is it clean? The sentence.
Est-ce.
Is a simple question that asks if something is clean. Let's break down the components.
Est.
Is a contraction of
est-ce,
meaning, is it? It's a common way to start a question in French.
Propre
means clean. It's an adjective in this case, describing the state of the thing in question. The question is asking about the cleanliness of something. It could be referring to a room, a person, a utensil, or anything else that could be considered clean or dirty.
Est clair?
Is it clear? This is a simple question asking if something is understood. Is the third person singular form of the verb. To be. It is used as an interrogative, questioning, word in this case. Sir. Is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this or that.
Clair.
Is an adjective meaning clear or obvious.
Est sale?
Is it dirty? The sentence.
Est sale?
Means, is it dirty? The word
est
is a contraction of
est-il
or
est-elle.
Depending on the gender of the noun being described, this contraction is common in French, and it indicates a question.
Est
is always followed by the subject of the sentence.
Sale
means dirty, and is an adjective. It modifies the noun being described.
Est fatal?
Is it fatal? This is an interrogative sentence, question, in French. It uses the structure, est-ce, to form a question. Est-ce.
Est-ce.
Is a common way to start a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that? Fatal.
Fatal
means fatal in English. The entire sentence translates to, is it fatal?
Est-ce qu'il y a du brouillard?
Is there fog? This is an interrogative sentence, meaning it is asking a question. The structure of the sentence is
est-ce que.
This is a common way to form questions in French. It literally means, is it not?
Il.
This is the third person singular pronoun for he, but it is often used as a placeholder subject in French. Here it means there as the subject of the verb.
Il a.
This is the third person singular form of the verb avoir, to have, and means there is or there are.
Du.
This is a partitive article, meaning it indicates an indefinite quantity of something. It is used before masculine singular nouns starting with a consonant sound.
Brouillard.
This means fog. So,
The sentence is asking if there is an indefinite amount of fog.
Es legal.
This translates to, is it legal? Let's break it down.
Es
is a contraction of
edil
and se, meaning, is it? The se acts as a placeholder for the subject of the sentence.
Legal
means legal. Here is an explanation of the grammar. Is the verb to be in the third person singular, present tense. Se is a pronoun that stands in for the subject, which is implied.
Legal
is an adjective modifying the subject. So, the sentence is a simple question asking if something is legal.
Je suis mouillé.
I am wet. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular to match the subject, j.
Mouillé.
This is the past participle of the verb, mouiller, to wet, acting as an adjective in this case. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, suis, is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, j. Past participle as adjective. The past participle, mouillé, functions as an adjective modifying the subject, j.
Est-ce?
Is it ready? This sentence is a question using the
est
structure.
Est
is a contraction of
est-il ce.
Literally, is it this? It is used to ask if something is ready, available, or finished.
Prêt
means ready.
Est-ce que c'est petit?
Is it small? Breakdown.
Est-ce que
is a formal way to ask a question in French, similar to is it in English.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning it is.
Petit
is an adjective meaning small. Key concepts. Question formation. French questions are often formed using
est-ce que,
followed by the statement. Contractions. The contraction
c'est
is common in French and should be recognized.
Ça doit partir.
It must leave. Breakdown.
Ça.
Ça is a pronoun that can refer to a thing or a situation. In this case, it means it. Doit.
Doit
is the third person singular present tense form of the verb devoir.
Devoir.
Which means to have to or to must. It is used here in the impersonal construction, which is a way of expressing necessity or obligation without directly mentioning who is obligated. Partir.
Partir
is the infinitive form of the verb, to leave, or, to depart. The whole sentence is in the affirmative form. This means the action is confirmed. The sentence is a simple statement. Key concepts. The impersonal construction, the infinitive form of a verb, the third person singular present tense form of a verb.
Cela doit-il partir?
This must leave. This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. Breakdown.
Cela.
This. This is a pronoun, which means it replaces a noun. In this case, it replaces the object we are discussing.
Voir.
Must. This is the present tense of the verb, devoir, which means to have to, or must. It is conjugated in the third person singular form, which is the form used for the subject, it, or, this.
Il.
It. This is the subject pronoun. The pronoun
il
refers to the noun replaced by cela, which means this, and is the subject of the sentence.
Partir,
to leave. This is the infinitive form of the verb partir. The infinitive form is the base form of a verb, and is not conjugated. Here the infinitive follows the auxiliary verb
va,
which means must in this context. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
va
is conjugated in the third person singular form, because the subject is
il.
It. Infinitive. The verb
partir
is in the infinitive form, because it follows the auxiliary verb
va.
Interrogative form. The sentence ends with a question mark, indicating that it is a question. The interrogative form in French is often indicated by the placement of the subject pronoun after the verb. Translation. This must leave.
À emporter.
This translates to take away. The phrase is a question in French, and uses the
à
preposition followed by the verb
emporter,
which means to take away, or to take out. The question mark at the end indicates that the phrase is a question. This phrase is often used in restaurants or cafes when asking a customer if they would like to take their food or drink away.
Est-ce à toi?
Is it yours? Breakdown. ESTC is a contraction of
est-ce que,
which means, is it that, or, is it the case that. À toi means, to you, or, yours. In this context, it is being used to ask if something belongs to the person being addressed.
Est-ce à vous?
Is this yours? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
est-ce,
which translates to, is it.
The
à is a preposition that translates to, or, for, in this case, and indicates possession.
The
vous is the pronoun, you, in the formal form. This sentence is an example of a formal question used when asking if something belongs to someone.
Vous appartient-il?
Does it belong to you? The sentence is a question using the
il
form of the verb
appartenir,
to belong. The word order is inverted for questions, meaning the subject
il
comes after the verb
appartient.
The verb is conjugated in the third person singular present tense. The ending il indicates that it refers to a masculine singular noun, which is implied by the subject pronoun
il.
It. The use of
il
at the end of the verb is a key concept in French grammar, as it signals the third person singular form of the verb.
Le. Vous.
You acts as the indirect object of the verb, indicating to whom the object belongs.
Est-ce le vôtre?
This translates to, is this yours? The sentence structure is
est-ce le vôtre? Est-ce
is a contraction of
est-ce que,
which means, is it that, or, is it the case that. It is used to introduce a question in French.
Le
is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the.
Vôtre
is the possessive adjective meaning yours. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is understood to be object, in this case. The sentence is asking if the object being referred to belongs to the person being addressed.
Est-ce le tien?
Is this yours? This sentence uses the et. Verb to form a question. The structure of the sentence is S plus L plus DR plus S is a contraction of Esque and is used to ask questions. It is similar to the English, is it, or is this? Le is the definite article, meaning the, which is used here to specify which thing is being asked about. Dia is the possessive adjective meaning yours, and is used to indicate that the thing being asked about belongs to the person being spoken to. Is the question mark. The sentence is asking the listener if the thing being indicated is theirs. This sentence structure is a very common way to ask questions in French.
Je suis mouillé.
I am wet. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense form of the verb, être. To be conjugated in the first person singular.
Mouillé.
This is the feminine past participle of the verb, mouillé, to wet. It's used here as an adjective describing the subject, I. Key concepts. The use of the verb, être, to describe a state of being, in this case, being wet. The use of the past participle as an adjective to modify the subject. The agreement of the past participle with the feminine subject, G, I.
Est la tienne?
Is this yours? Breakdown.
Est
is a contraction of
est-il.
Is it, and,
ce.
This, the verb,
être.
To be, is conjugated in the third person singular form to agree with the subject.
Ce.
This.
La.
Is the definite article, feminine singular form, referring to, yours, feminine.
Tien.
Is the possessive adjective, feminine singular form, meaning, yours, and referring to the feminine noun, this. Key concepts. Contractions are common in French, and are crucial to understanding the sentence's meaning. Agreement in gender and number is essential in French, as demonstrated by the agreement between la and
tien.
Possessive adjectives like
tien
are used to indicate ownership.
Est la vôtre?
Is this yours? The sentence is a question, and uses the
être
verb meaning, to be, conjugated in the third person singular form.
Est
meaning, is. The verb is followed by the
la,
which is the feminine definite article meaning, the
vôtre.
Is the possessive adjective meaning, yours, in the feminine singular form. The sentence has a simple structure with a subject, verb, and object.
S'en est-elle allée?
She left, didn't she? The sentence uses the pronominal verb
s'en aller,
which means to leave or to go away. SN is a reflexive pronoun, which means it refers back to the subject of the sentence.
Elle.
She. EST is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense, used here as an auxiliary verb. Aller is the past participle of
aller.
To go. The question mark at the end indicates that this is an interrogative sentence, meaning it is asking a question. The final
elle
indicates that the sentence is in the feminine singular. The phrase is a bit more formal than saying
est-elle partie?
Did she leave, but carries the same meaning.
Est-ce Omar?
Is this Omar? This sentence is a simple question asking if someone is Omar.
S
is a contraction of
Eske,
which means is it not or is it the case that.
Omar
is the name Omar.
Setu.
That's all. Breakdown.
Se
is the contraction of
Se,
which means this is or it is.
Tu
means all or everything. Is the question mark. This phrase is a common way to ask if there is anything else, or if someone is finished. It can also be used to express surprise or disbelief, depending on the context.
Est-ce
is that you? This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question.
Est
is a contraction of
est-ce,
which is a common way to start a question in French.
Toi
is the pronoun you in the informal, singular form, used when addressing someone directly and familiarly. Therefore, the sentence directly translates to, is it you? And is used when wanting to confirm if someone is who they claim to be.
Est-ce-vous?
This translates to, is it you? This sentence uses the
est
construction, which is a common way to ask questions in French. It literally translates to, is it not?
Est
is followed by a pronoun, in this case,
vous,
which means you, formal. This means you are asking if the person you are speaking to is someone you are referring to.
Est-ce que c'est vous?
Is this you? This sentence uses the interrogative structure
est-ce que,
which literally means, is it not? It's used to form questions in French.
C'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning, it is.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you. The sentence is asking if the person being addressed is the person in question.
Est-ce l'art?
Is this art? The sentence is a question asking if something is art. Let's break it down.
Est-ce?
This is a contraction of
est-ce,
which means, is it not, or is it? This is a common way to start a question in French.
De.
This is a preposition meaning of or from.
La.
This is the masculine singular definite article.
Le.
Contracted with the noun.
Ar.
Meaning art. The sentence uses the interrogative structure.
Est-ce,
which is a common way to form questions in French. It emphasizes the questioning aspect of the phrase.
Ça peut attendre.
That can wait. This sentence is very straightforward and demonstrates the versatility of the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, in French. Ça is a contraction of
cela.
That, which is used as a pronoun to refer to something previously mentioned or understood. Put is the third person singular form of the verb
pouvoir.
In the present tense, attendre is the infinitive form of the verb
attendre.
To wait. The literal translation would be, that can wait. In English, we would normally say, that can wait, or, it can wait.
C'est bibi.
That's bibi. This sentence uses the
c'est
construction, which is a common way to introduce someone or something in French.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is the meaning is this is or it is. SBB is a nickname or a familiar term for someone. This is informal and friendly.
Sepa proceed.
That's not possible. The sentence is a negative statement using the contraction, say, which stands for, say.
Se.
Meaning, it is, and, pass.
Pa.
Meaning, not. The word, possible.
Proceed.
Is an adjective meaning, possible. The exclamation point at the end indicates that the sentence is expressing surprise, or disbelief.
C'est arrivé.
It happened. This is a simple sentence in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are completed. C'est is the contraction of
ce.
This and is. It is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be. Arrivé is the past participle of the verb.
Arrivé.
To happen, to arrive. It agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence, which is implied to be
il,
he or
elle,
she. The sentence literally translates to, it is happened, but in English, we use the more concise, it happened.
Il y a du brouillard.
There is fog. This sentence uses the verb
y avoir
to have, which is used to express existence in French.
Il
is the masculine singular pronoun for it.
Y
is a placeholder pronoun used with
avoir
to indicate existence.
A
is a contraction of
il y a,
which means, there is slash a.
Du
is a partitive article used before uncountable nouns, meaning, some, or, any, in this context.
Brouillard
is the noun, fog.
C'est là.
It is there. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce.
This and
is.
C'est is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be.
La
is an adverb meaning there. Key concepts. Contractions in French using
c'est
and
elle.
Before vowels, demonstrative pronouns, and their agreement.
Ce.
Cet.
Cet.
C'est. Adverbs of place.
Il pourrait pleuvoir.
It could rain. This sentence uses the conditional tense.
Pourrait.
Could, to express a possibility in the future. The verb
pleuvoir
to rain is an impersonal verb, meaning it doesn't have a subject. In French, impersonal verbs are always in the third person singular. So, instead of saying
il
peut
pleuvoir,
it can rain, the more common way to say it is
il pourrait pleuvoir.
It could rain.
Il va peut-être se mettre à neiger.
It might start snowing. This sentence is in the future tense and uses the conditional mood, which expresses possibility or uncertainty. Breakdown.
Il.
Il. He slash it, pronoun, subject of the verb, va.
Va.
Goes slash is going to, part of the future tense construction, peut-être.
Peut-être.
Maybe slash perhaps, adverb of possibility, see meta.
Se mettre.
To start slash begin, reflexive verb, a. A. To, preposition indicating the start of an action, neige. Neige. To snow, infinitive verb. Key concepts. Future tense. Constructed using the auxiliary verb, aller. Aller. To go, followed by the infinitive of the main verb. Conditional mood. Used to express possibility, uncertainty, or hypothetical situations. Reflexive verbs. Verbs where the action is directed back to the subject, using the reflexive pronoun, see. Sir. Himself, herself, itself. Il faisait froid. It was cold. The sentence uses the impersonal verb. Faire. Meaning, to do, or, to make, in the impersonal construction. This is a grammatical structure used to describe weather conditions, or general states of being. The il is a placeholder subject that doesn't refer to a specific person, or thing. The verb faire is conjugated in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past. The verb faire is conjugated in the third person singular form of the imperfect. Faisait. Because it is referring to the general weather. The adjective froid, meaning cold, is used as a predicative adjective, meaning it describes the subject, which is the weather. C'était sympa. That was nice. This sentence is simple, and uses the past tense of the verb. Être. To be. C'est. Is a contraction of. Ce. This, and. Était. Was. Sympa. Is an informal adjective meaning, nice, or, fun. So, the sentence translates directly to, this was nice. C'était juste. It was just. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. The verb être to be is used in the passé composé with the past participle était. The adjective juste. Just. Faire modifies the pronoun ce. It, which refers to something previously mentioned or understood in context. Il était plat. It was flat. The sentence is in the passé composé, meaning the past tense. It uses the auxiliary verb être to be in the past tense, which is était, and the past participle, plat, flat. This is typical for adjectives that describe a state of being, not an action. Joignez-vous. Join us. The verb joindre means to join. The pronoun vous means you. But in this case, it is plural, and means, you all. The verb is conjugated in the imperative mood, which means it is a command, or a request. The a ending is characteristic of the plural imperative mood. The vous is typically implied, and omitted in the imperative mood. Elle était plate. She was flat. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb être to be était. The adjective plat. Flat describes the subject. She. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence using the subject-verb adjective structure common in French. C'était dur. It was hard. Breakdown. C8. C'était is the past imperfect tense of the verb.
et.
To be, conjugated in the third person singular. It indicates an action, or state that was ongoing in the past. Your.
Mühe.
Is an adjective meaning, hard, or, difficult.
C'était difficile.
It was difficult. Breakdown.
C'est.
Is a contraction of.
Ce.
This, and.
Était.
Was.
Était.
Is the imperfect tense of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Difficile.
Is an adjective meaning, difficult. This sentence uses the imperfect tense to describe a past action, or state that was ongoing, or habitual. The sentence is literally, this was difficult, but it is used to describe a general sense of difficulty.
C'était long.
It was long.
C'est.
Is the contraction of.
Ce.
Which means, this, and.
Était.
Is the imperfect tense of the verb.
Être.
Which means, to be.
Long.
Is an adjective that means, long. This sentence is in the past tense, and describes something that took a long time.
C'était bruyant.
It was noisy. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
Past tense, and describes a past event. Breakdown.
C'est.
Colon, this is a contraction of
il.
He slash it slash one, and
était.
Was.
Était.
Colon, this is the past participle of the verb.
Être.
To be.
Brillant.
Colon, this is an adjective meaning, noisy. Key concepts.
Passé composé.
Colon, this is the most common past tense in French, and is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, or.
Être.
To be, and the past participle of the main verb. Adjectives. Adjectives in French agree in gender, and number with the noun they modify. In this case,
brillant
is masculine singular, because it describes the implied subject.
Il.
He slash it slash one.
Ça ira.
It will be okay. This is a very common French expression that literally translates to, it will go.
The.
Ça. Is a contraction of.
Cela.
Which means, that.
The.
Ira. Is the third person singular future tense of the verb.
Aller.
To go. The expression is used to express optimism, or reassurance that things will work out. It can be used in a variety of situations, such as when someone is facing a difficult challenge, or when someone is feeling down.
Ça va aller.
It will be okay. This is a common French phrase that expresses reassurance, or optimism. Ça.
Ça.
Is a contraction of.
Cela.
Meaning, that, or, it.
Va.
Va. Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Aller.
Meaning, to go. Or the.
Aller.
In this context signifies a future state, or a process of becoming better.
Or le.
Aller. Is used here in the future tense. Bien.
Bien.
Means, well, or, good. So, the entire phrase literally means, that will go well, but it is more commonly understood as, it will be okay, or, it will be alright.
Il va casser.
It is going to break.
Il.
Is the masculine singular pronoun for, he, or, it.
Va.
Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
Aller.
Which means, to go. Kase is the infinitive form of the verb, to break. This sentence uses the future tense, formed with the verb, ale, plus infinitive. Il va se briser. He is going to break. Breakdown. Il is a masculine singular pronoun meaning he. Va is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb aller, meaning to go. In this context, it indicates future action. Se is a reflexive pronoun meaning himself. Briser is the infinitive verb meaning to break. The C makes it a reflexive verb, meaning that the subject is both the actor and the receiver of the action. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs where the subject acts on itself. Future tense. Using aller plus infinitive to express future action. Ça va casser. This will break. Ça is a contraction of cela, which means that or it. Va is the third person singular form of the verb aller, which means to go, but in this instance it is used to express the future tense. Casser means to break. Joignez-vous à nous. Join us. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Joignez is the imperative form of the verb joindre. To join, it is conjugated in the plural form, meaning it is directed at a group of people. Vous is the object pronoun, meaning you, plural. À is the preposition, to. Nous is the pronoun, us. Therefore, the sentence translates literally as, join yourselves to us. However, in English, we usually simplify this to, join us. Ça va se briser. It is going to break. This sentence uses the future proche, which is the near future tense in French. It is formed with the present tense of the verb aller, to go, followed by the infinitive of the verb. In this case, aller is conjugated as va, because it is in the third person singular. The infinitive of the verb is se briser, to break. Se is a reflexive pronoun, meaning that the subject of the verb is also the object of the verb. In this case, the thing that is breaking is also the thing that is doing the breaking. The word ça can be used to refer to a noun that has already been mentioned, or that is understood from the context. In this case, it refers to whatever is about to break. Ça va rompre. This is going to break. This sentence uses the verb rompre, which means to break, in the near future tense. The subject of the sentence is ça, which is a pronoun that can mean it or that. In this sentence, the pronoun is being used to refer to something implied, such as a relationship or an object. The sentence is in the near future tense, which is used to describe actions that are about to happen. In English, this is often expressed using the phrase going to. The phrase ça va rompre conveys the idea that something is on the verge of breaking, or that something is going to be broken soon. C'est 50 yen. It is 50 yen. The sentence, say 50 yen, is a simple statement in French meaning, it is 50 yen. Say is the contracted form of C, which means, it is. Here, see is a demonstrative pronoun, referring to something that is obvious, or already mentioned.
Sakotien
is the quantity being described. In French, currency is often written after the number, just as it is in English. The sentence is in the present tense, and makes a simple statement of fact. This is a very common, and basic phrase used to state the price of something.
C'est français.
This is French. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce.
This, and
is français.
Is an adjective meaning French. It is used here as a noun, because it refers to the language itself. This sentence is very straightforward, and it is important to note that the adjective in this case is used as a noun, and that
c'est
is a contraction.
Nous sommes lundi.
We are on Monday. This is a simple sentence using the
nous
we form of the verb
être
to be in the present tense.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we.
Sommes
is the present tense conjugation of
être
for the pronoun nous.
Lundi
is a masculine noun meaning Monday.